With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, look, we're excited about getting started. Feel great about the where we're at as a team right now. Excited about getting going. And we got a lot of work to do, a ton. And so we just, you know, I know everybody talks about all these cliches and everything, but, you know, we just got to take it one day at a time and continue to improve every single day. And that's really what our thought process is right now. So I know you guys got some questions for me, so fire away.
Do you have any time frame as to when you'll expect Tyron back, or is that it?
No, it's look, he's dealing with a personal matter, and so we're going to allow him to do that, and he'll be back when he's ready to be back.
I thought she was going to say Michael Thomas, so I'll ask the same question. Yeah, I mean, I know you're not going to name the day, but I mean, has everything continued to be
soon.
Really
feel good about it. Feel good about it.
Dennis, how do you feel, like, if you can recall or remember, you're in the National Football League and you're a head coach, the very first day doing this press conference with the Ravens compared to where you are now with the Saints?
Oh, I'm much further along. I'm much more comfortable sitting in this seat than I was at that point in time. I mean, I was 39 years old, you know, and really, you know, had been a coordinator in this league for 1 year. You know, so I've seen a lot more happen between that time and this time. And so much, much more relaxed and comfortable in that environment right now.
Dennis, how would you describe Jameis Winston as a leader?
Well, I'd say he's a quality leader. You know, I think he's verbal when he needs to be verbal. I think he's motivational. But, you know, I think more so than anything, the leadership quality that I appreciate the most out of him is work ethic. Because it doesn't matter what you say if you don't back it up with what you do. And I think he's got incredible work ethic, and I think our guys you know, gravitate to his personality.
Dennis, you also said you did the job that you're going to put your own spin on, and you're going to obviously take a lot of what Sean did and established. How much of that would be noticeable to the media corps or the fans in terms of your own spin?
Well, it's probably a question that you're going to have to answer yourself at some point in time as you evaluate what we do. I mean, I don't think you're going to look out at practice and go, oh, my God, everything's totally different, you know. There's going to be a lot of similarities. I think it's probably going to be more about, you know, maybe how things are run behind closed doors, you know, how I talk to the team, you know, just my personality. But I don't think you're going to look at, I'm not going to go out to practice and think everything's just totally different.
Do you think the situation that Jameis is in, just knowing he's a starter, maybe not being worried about making mistakes, makes us feel like a better growth period for him?
Well, I would never use the term not worried about making mistakes,
right?
You know, like I do feel like he's a little bit more secure in his position, you know, and I think that's a comfortable feeling to have. But look, we still know this is a production-based business, you know, so we all know that we got to go out and perform, and certainly Jameis understands that. But, yeah, I would say, you know, I'd certainly think that knowing that going in, you know, gives you a little bit of security and a little bit of confidence going in.
Dennis, you mentioned how much farther along you are now compared to your
first day in Oakland. What's the difference between the situation you're inheriting here versus the one you inherited there?
Well, look, I mean, I don't really want to go live in the past and that type of stuff. I'll say this, like, I've got a ton of familiarity with this organization. I think this organization has a ton of familiarity with me. That's personnel, that's coaches, that's players. And so I don't think there's any surprises when you kind of look at that. So I think the organization knows what they're going to get from me, and I feel like I know what I'm going to get from the organization. So I like where I'm at right now.
And so what kind of team do you want to have? Like, is there like a certain trait you want this team to have?
Yeah, we're going to be tough. We're going to be smart. And we're going to be highly competitive. We're going to compete our tail off in everything that we do. And that's really been, that's been our mantra about how we've played defense around here for since 2017, really. And I think we've seen some of the fruits of that labor, and that can be carried over to, you know, our whole football team. It's not some, you know, fancy cliche or anything like that, but that's what wins in our league.
Do you try to like foster that attitude like day one in training camp, or like how do you kind of build that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I mean, if you want to get something done, and you want to be good at something, it comes through repetition, you know? And so that's, you know, we're preaching that message on a day in and day out basis, and you know, everything's designed to build some toughness to make sure we're playing the game intelligently, you know, and then we're going to go out and compete, and you know, you don't learn how to compete until you go out there and you do it every single day.
How is Marcus May progressing from his injury, and how does he and Tyron kind of complement each other?
Well, the answer to the first question is I think he's progressing nicely from the injury. You know, he'll be ready to go when we go out there tomorrow. I think we got to be smart and making sure that we're you know, just monitoring how he's doing, because he certainly didn't get a lot of activity during the spring. And so, you know, we want to kind of be able to ramp him up a little bit, but feel good about it. I think him and Tyron complement each other really well. Both have the ability to play deep. Both have the ability to play down in the box. It's going to allow us to have some multiplicity in terms of what we do defensively, which is good. And I think, you know, Tyron's veteran presence will bring some intelligence and leadership to that room.
Jerry, so y'all go full year. Are those days over where you actually go live? Because I know it might be a handful of plays. You go like goal line, offense against you. Do you think those days are over and all the live action probably you see would be a preseason game?
It's always a fluid situation. I think obviously to be good at tackling and holding on to the ball when you're being tackled, you know, you kind of got to go through that experience a little bit. I think that's something that we always monitor and evaluate as camp goes on. I think we all get in a bit of part of a lot of these training camps. You go in, you're like, okay, we're going to do this period live, and then you're like, damn, I don't want to get anybody hurt. You know what I mean? So you're always constantly evaluating that. But I think it's a valid question, and certainly that's something that we think about.
Have you already mapped out how you want to use starters during the three preseason games?
No. No. That's – I mapped out what we're doing tomorrow. Right? You know, and that's –
I don't mean the individuals, but I just meant like the
– Yeah.
Is there like – is the third preseason game like the third used to be, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I've got that thought, you know, in my mind, and, you know, we'll keep it there for right now.
Are you going to be cautious with Jameis during practice just because of his –
I think you're always cautious with the quarterback, but yes, you know, like I don't know that we're going to necessarily look, he's going to participate in team drills. you know. But certainly there's a you know, an extra sense of making sure that, you know, we stay away from the quarterback and certainly don't want any unwanted contact.
And no snap count limits on him at all or anything like that?
Not as we go in, but I mean, certainly that, you know, we'll evaluate that as we go through. I'm excited about seeing, you know, how he looks getting out here tomorrow, and man, I feel good about where he's at.
Yes. I was curious about, since you've been in the seat now, since when you got hired, I know you know that you have a special job and the importance of the Saints in this city, but has it grown any? Have you had that appreciation before? Do you get stopped in the supermarket and people maybe more often? I mean, is there any sense of that?
Yeah. No, there definitely is. And I understand, you know, the role of the head coach in this city, and it's a little bit different than other places. And so, you know, I understand that. I appreciate that. And I welcome that, you know, it's exciting. You know, and I know that this city loves this football team and has a close connection with this football team. And I know what it means to this city when we have success. And so that's a responsibility that we all take on.
In the past, there were players that say there's a game day, Sean. Is there a game day Vince Allen?
Yeah, there is. You know, I don't know what that is. I mean, you know, you get geared up for game day, you get excited about it.
Did they get a little bit of that from the Tampa experience, maybe?
Well, you'd certainly have to ask them, but I don't think that was any different than how I was when I was, you know, the defensive coordinator. You know, like, look, we don't get to go out there and play the game to compete, you know. So our competition is, you know, behind the white lines. But it's the only way we get to compete, and I think all of us as coaches enjoy that part.
Any notations on Taysom, or is he out before going?
I think all of these guys that are coming off of injury, there's some, you know, just paying attention to a rep count, you know. But in terms of, you know, is it on one day off that? There's nothing like that. But yeah, I mean, I think we're going to be smart with all these guys.
Taysom is such a unique player. Can you kind of summarize what his role might be this year, or might that still evolve?
I think it's going to be very similar to what we've seen in the past. You know, I think he's going to provide multiple roles for us. You know, there'll be a lot of working with the tight end grouping, but yet, you know, he'll still take some snaps from the quarterback position. We're still going to utilize him, you know, in that role. And so I don't see like a ton different. There's still going to be a lot of special teams that he's going to participate in. He's a really good football player, and we want to utilize his skill set. And he can help us win football games.
If Alvin is suspended, is he an option at that role?
Well, I wouldn't rule anything out, you know, for Taysom in terms of what he's capable of doing. Hell, we tried to recruit him over to play Sam linebacker for us a couple of years ago. So he's certainly a versatile player, and we're going to utilize him in a lot of different roles.
We haven't really had a chance to see him since he was coming off that injury last season, but I know last year he kind of changed his body to fit more being a quarterback. Has he been able to, he's been healthy enough even to kind of bulk back up and be more in that kind of range where he was before?
Yeah, I don't know if he's quite where he was before, but look, I think he's in excellent shape. I think he looks good, and I think he's feeling pretty good.
Matt Gray had a tweet recently saying that the conditioning test looked like football and that made him happy. Is that a change from years past, how you guys did your conditioning test there?
Yeah, a little different, a little more, you know, sprints and shorter recovery times.
Thank you.
There's a ton of different conditioning tests that are out there. You know, we kind of talked and thought that, you know, I wanted a conditioning test that corresponded with the game that we play. And the game that we play are short sprints, typically, all right, and quick recovery. So I got to run a certain distance, and then I got to get back to the huddle, and then here we go, we're running another play. And we tried to simulate that, you know, as best we could in a conditioning test, and I thought the guys did pretty good with it.
What about Matt's approach and viewpoint overall do you like, just about what he brings?
Well, I think that he's got facts and figures to back up his thoughts and ideas, you know, and I think, you know, I'm not smart enough to understand all the physiological elements of it, all right, but when you can give me facts to back it up and statistics to back it up, then it makes more sense to me, and I think that's what he does a really good job of.
How are you guys?
Yeah, look, I mean, I try not to ever worry about things I don't control. And so I don't control that situation, so we'll see how things play out, and then we'll adjust accordingly.
Dennis, when you look at you and Pete have been on the same staff for a long time.
Yeah.
Now that you're head coach, have you sat down with him at all, just kind of have a meeting of the minds of what the offense is going to look like?
Yeah, absolutely. We talk all the time, you know. And again, I don't see it looking just a whole lot different. I see it being very similar to what it's looked like around here in the past. But, yeah, look, I have conversations with all our coaches all the time. And I think that's what good organizations do. They have great communication.
Dennis, dealing with the practice schedule, the fans who come and take practice, you know how inclement weather, the heat index and all, they have to get out of practice like the 4th, 5th, and 6th. And I'm saying there's no way Dennis or him out there, 3 days in a row, the heat index is 110, 180. Would that be something? Sorry, no lightning, but we can't say we're going inside?
Well, I haven't gone all the way through that, Bobby, to be quite honest with you. Okay, again, I got tomorrow's schedule. I know it's going to be hot tomorrow. All right. So we'll play that by ear as it goes. I mean, certainly we're cognizant of the fans being out at practice. We love having the fans out at practice. I think it's highly motivational for our football players. And so we're cognizant of that. But we also know that, and I know the fans know this too, and I know it's disappointing, but the most important thing is that we take care of those players, all right, because that's the most important asset that we have in this organization is our players. And so the number one priority is to make sure that we are looking out for their best interest, which then in turn gives us the best chance to win games.
So then, as you're saying, your role is not going to change as far as being a defensive coordinator / head coach at call plays. You know how now and then Sean Belette, Pete Carmichael, or Coach Carmichael would call the plays, and then maybe he would come back to call the plays. Is that maybe a role you could see where you throw the coaches, the corners, whatever, a ball now and then as far as...
Talking about in the regular season?
Yeah, a regular season, or even in preseason, giving them more...
I could see that happening in the preseason. I don't envision that right now in the regular season. Obviously, as with anything, everything's fluid, but... I'll never say never, but I don't envision that.
Coach, on defensive line, it's different looks now today from so many different angles. You feel good about the depth because looking at it on paper, everybody's healthy. That's really a strength of your football team. We talked about the secondary, but defensive line play too.
Yeah, it's a good group. It's a good group. I think we got a lot of talented players. I think they're coached really well. And I think they play extremely hard, and they do the things that we're asking them to do, you know. And yeah, we do have good depth at that position. And I would say this. I would say, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do this offseason was build a highly competitive roster. All right, we talked about our roster and our team being, you know, tough, smart, and competitive. Well, part of that is that I want our guys competing every day. And how do you encourage competition is, well, you get a lot of really good players. And you have to compete to stay on top. And so, I think that's I feel good about that. And I think we're in a good spot there.
Dennis, not to talk about Michael Thomas's injury, but just his mental state. Have you been able to talk to him and just how he's feeling about coming back?
Yeah, I had a great conversation with him today. I like where Mike Thomas is. I'd love to there not to be any issues at all, but, you know, that's not the nature of what we're dealing with right here. And I feel like, you know, and we all feel like it won't be very long before we see him out there on the practice field and start working him back in and getting him ready for the season.
Dennis, what do you think Doug Marrone is going to be able to do to impact the offensive line? Any impressions on him?
I think he's a really good football coach. You know, I think he's tough. He's demanding. But yet I think he's also been around enough that he's willing to do the things that it takes to get the best out of a player. Sometimes it's, you know, maybe not talking to him so nicely. Sometimes it's loving him up a little bit. You know what I mean? And I think that's what you get with, you know, a veteran coach like Doug. All good? Appreciate it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.